Thank you all for joining the Latin GP call on 16th of July 2020. In the call, we have Bill, Mariana, Michael, Dennis, Max, Saman, and Pitinan. Over to you, Mariana.
Okay. Thank you, Pitinan, for preparing this agenda. I think we have now the decision about Latin small letter I and Latin small letter dotless I, because Hazem and Michael sent their votes by email. So we have decided voting that those two letters should be variants. The other thing, which is not quite clear to me, but we can go through it shortly, is what will be the status of the, should this variant be blocked or allowed from on one side or from another side? As I remember, Hazem and Michael voted that variants should be blocked both ways, but I don't know what is the opinion of the other from the group, so we have to vote somehow, or shall we discuss a little bit about it and after that to make some decision. At least we have two votes for blocked, and I was thinking a little bit about it. I also think that those variants should be blocked because, as I understand the discussion from Turkish people, they said that the same word, just one letter different, means completely different things. So it could make confusion between people using those letters. So I think also, as Michael and Hazem, that those variants should be blocked. But let's hear the other people. Mats, please go on.
I don't remember the name of the gentleman that we had the second time. Mm-hmm. As I recall, he told that it's common to use the dotted I instead of the dotless in internet circumstances because of the knowledge that the dotless I does not exist. It's kind of a transliteration. Mm-hmm. And also, as I recall, he suggested that it should not be blocked. It should be allocatable. Because if you have a name with a dotless I and want to make that name also available to a broader internet community, then you need to have it with a dotted I. So, but the other way, I mean, if you have something with dotted I, you have never any use for the dotless. But if you have a name with a dotless I.
I understand.
Yeah. And he suggested, as I recall, it was that it would be available.
Yeah.
Allocatable. So that is all. That is also my suggestion. I don't think there's any security problem of making it allocatable. It only means that the same instance can have both names.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, thank you, Mats. It's a little bit clearer to me at this moment. Sarmat, please go on.
Pitina, you want to go first or?
Right. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Right. I just wanted to inform that the question that we vote last time was these two on the screen. So Michael and Hassan respond yes to both. So first is agree these are variants. And the second is they agree that it should be allocatable one way from dotless to dotted. And the other ways from dotted to dotless is blocked. So difference from what Maria said earlier, they actually vote for allocatable one direction. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinan. So I messed again everything. I'm not very good with these variants. And you see, I remember something and I remember it wrong. Thank you, Pitinan, for correcting me. Thank you very much. So, yeah, yes, I see. Yeah, yes. They voted that for this variant. Okay, I don't mind. For me, everything is okay. So if the majority of people think that those should be allocatable only dotless to dotted, I agree with it. Sorry for my misinformation and for my wrong understanding. So thank you, Pitinan, for correcting me. Sarma, do you want still to go on?
I think I was going to add something similar. My also interpretation was that they were saying allocatable in
okay.
One side. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Sarmad. So do we have any other opinion? So at least today, at least at this moment, we have four for a second question and yes. Dennis, please. Dennis, go on, please.
Thank you, Marjana. I believe we put Yoda and dotlet psi into a variant relationship. My recollection is correct, but somebody can keep me honest here. If that's the case, can we look at the whole variant set so that we can, if we are making these the decisions about variant relationships and these position types, then we look at the issue once and not, come back when we merge the whole set together. Thank you.
So let me pull that up. Give me a minute.
Bill, please, while Pitinan is putting the sheet up, go on, please.
I believe Dennis is correct that we did make Iota a variant, and so transitivity would appear to make it a variant of both of these.
Okay. Let's see. You think we made Iota variant of dotless I in cross script
yes,
variant?
No, it's within script as well.
I see.
It was made dotlet I and iota were variants by voting you guys did.
And so dotless I and I will be variant, and again, iota will be variant with I.
I as well, yes.
Yeah, if I understood it correctly, sorry. I'm just joking about my understanding of variants. Bill, please go on.
I'm sorry, that's an old hand.
Oh, thank you. And what kind of problem this can make? So that we shall have, is Iota IDN? We shall have now. What kind of problem we shall have in this situation? Could someone help me to understand? Please, Mats, go on.
Yeah, we should look at the entire set. I think that is what Dennis pointed out. So we should look at the entire set, and so we understand what we are saying when we give decide on if it's allocatable or blocked
and
all of them, the entire set, what effect it will have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. We have 0,3 dotless I and iota here. And then
we also have the Greek letter iota.
Yes, but it will be in the cross script sheet.
Yeah, but this will be one entire set, right?
Let's see.
Yes, can someone who understands transitivity better than I do clarify if one particular relation is allocatable, does that apply, does that replicate down through the rest of the items, or how exactly does that work?
No, transitivity is also making them variants of each other.
Sarmad?
I can, right.
Please,
so I can
go
try
on.
To explain
to
that.
To clarify, yeah, please.
So transitivity is only on the code points, not on the types. So what you would do is you would run transitivity on, so if dotless I and I are variants and dotless I and iota are variants, it will through transitivity make I and iota variants as well. And transitivity is only run and on code point level. And after you actually have a complete set, then you take pairwise each set and then allocate or assign types, allocatable or blocked in each direction for each pair. But you know, whether it is allocatable in one way or blocked in another way, and a certain pair has got no bearing on any other type in any direction for any other pair. So the type, whether allocated or blocked, has no bearing on transitivity. Transitivity is only used to create the initial set of variant code points. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Thank you. So transitivity has nothing to do with this, either is variant pair allocatable or blocked. That's clear. That's how I understood it. Correct?
Yes.
Thank you, Sarmad. Okay. So we have to focus now on all relations between different I's, which we have specified up to now, and what we are looking for at this moment. Bill, please.
Yeah, I think Dennis has a good idea that if we lay the members of the set out in the table, it may be easier to see what we're talking about here, because at the moment I'm a little bit lost. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmad. Thank you, Bill. Yeah, thank you. Someone prepared? Yeah, Pitinan prepared.
Okay, so I capture the three from in script variants. So the above three is from all Latin, from the current decision we have so far. And then the other two is with Greek.
I think what we need is cross tabs. List the each of the members of the set, you know, down the side and across the top, and then in each block say, okay, does this end up being blocked or allocatable?
Michael is saying something. It have those variant tables on hand now. Maybe we want to postpone this discussion until we do. We had larger sets for Arabic LGR. So I don't see any largest variant set. So Michael, please, will you stand up and say what is on your mind? First, we have Michael. Michael, please go on.
Yes, thanks. I think Peter Nunn already put down all combinations here, right? And I think we should have every variant relation blocked except the one from dotless I to small letter I, and everything else should remain blocked.
Yeah, and we have the same thing on the screen, but I still don't understand Michael's discussion in the chat. That they have had in Arabic LGR larger variant tables, and what will be the next from Dennis? So need to add 0069 to 03B9. Does it mean something to someone? Pitinan, do you understand this? What is in the chat?
Yes.
Michael, please go on. Yeah, Michael, hand is up. Michael, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain because you asked about what I wrote in the chat.
Yes, so please, to help me understand.
Problem. I'll try. So I, Bill was asking about these things. So I tried to explain that from my point of view, allocatability is chosen for each pair. But mm-hmm. Others confirmed the same, I think, also in other words. And the question about looking at the larger variant set, I was just trying to point out that having a large variant set is not intrinsically by itself an issue, as long as we don't make all of these allocatable. And and since we were jumping from table to table, basically, to look at what code points may be in the variant relationship, I was just suggesting that we table this discussion for another time when we have it at hand. But this comment is already mute because in the meantime, Pitinam pulled up quickly and copied this together in this Word file we're looking at now. If it is complete, we have the entire thing. So this is what I was trying to say. And so there's no general issue, I think, in having a large variant set as long as we control the allocatability. And I remember in Arabic LGR, we had larger ones. So I don't expect that we will face categorical opposition from IP on that. That's what I was trying to say about this comment. I hope this helps. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much for your explanation. And now Bill has a question. Wouldn't 0069 with 03B9 appear in our transitivity section? Dennis is answering no. They will be presented in a set when the LGR is produced. So I hope someone understands all these things. And so Pitinan has added. Due to transitivity, is this the only variant due to transitivity? Yeah. Okay. Michael, please. Sorry, I haven't seen you. Michael, please go on.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Sarmad, please.
Yes, I was just going to add that when we put this in XML, maybe if Pitinan can show, for example, an XML file which has, an HTML file, you would see is that all these variant relationships are in an HTML view, which we provide for the XML grouped together. And then we actually have a tool where we can, once we will develop the XML for this, we can actually take it to the tool and it can mechanically run and pick up any missing transitivity cases like Dennis just pointed out. So our tool would actually pick those up and add those inside. There may actually be other missing cases. So we would, I think the best thing would be to start doing an XML and then mechanically do this, because sometimes as we see here, we can miss some cases. So as Prithidhan's scrolling down, you'll see that what it does is actually it creates sets of variants. And when we enter this data in XML, the HTML view will actually present us this for Latin as well, where it will show all pairs, and then for each pair, it will show what type of variants it is in either direction, as well as the comment which will show, share, you know, why it is a variant, whether it's a homoglyph, or so all the table details which Prithidhan was capturing in that text table actually gets captured in XML and then is visible through the HTML file. Thank you.
Sarmat, please, I have one question. You see, we in this screen, on the screen, we have type of variant. It is blocked, allocatable, and so on. But if we have missed one of this pair of variants during our, let's say, investigation, how the program will should decide is the variant type blocked or allocatable?
So it will point out that issue, and it will we will bring that back to you. Program by default assigns them as blocked. Anything it finds, it makes them blocked. But if there is any missing cases, we will bring them back to the GP ask them to make a call on it, of course.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Bill, please go on.
Just a point of information. We currently have a section 6.7 of variants due to transitivity, and the case of the Latin dotless I to the Latin small letter iota is listed there, among other things that are there. Is that section basically going to get expanded with the items such as we're seeing on the screen now, or is that something we need to either do mechanically or leave out, or what?
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. That's a good question. Thank you. Sarmat, please go on.
So I think Prithidhan's and I have been sort of looking at the work which has actually been done by all of you, and so that we can, you know, help put the document together. And one of the things, so we're sort of trying to cut and paste that information into a single document for you all to review. One of the things which actually has come out is that I think Latin, so all of you would need to look at that information and see how you want to present that to the community. Currently, I think you all have done a single pass on the document and all that information is there. I think you would really need to take a second look and see, you know, whether you need a separate section on transitivity, or that section needs to be combined with a different section where you are already listing all the variants, because in that case, it can actually either create a distributed information or duplicate information, and whether that's readable or not. So there are some of those considerations which I think when Prithidhan and I were looking at these things, we were certainly, you know, coming across, and that's obviously a decision which GP needs to make. So I guess coming back to Bill's question, I think there is probably a need for all of you to eventually take a look at how you want to structure this information. We have all the information, but I think the structure still needs review. Thank you.
Okay. So you, Sarmad, Prithidhan, and you will prepare one version of the report, and we shall to all GP members should look at this at this version of the report. You will have some questions in order to clarify or better explain or put similar information in the same, let's say, section or something like this. And we shall discuss all those things. And after that, we shall have a first final draft of our report. Did I understand it correctly? Sarmat, please go on.
And may I go after
Sure.
Sarmat?
Yeah.
Peter, please go ahead first. I'll go after you.
Okay. Thank you. Just to add on Sarmat points on Bill's question as well. So the transitivities we can generate by the tool, and then it will need to be captured in the document as well. So those information will be made available. And go back to Sarmat's point that we will, the GP has to decide how to present them. And let me share back this one, just an example.
Okay, thank you.
So for this one, right, if you want to capture all the I-shape set, then basically these are come from different part. Right now, the structure is divided into inscript first and then cross script. And then in transitivity variants. So basically it would be hard to see it in one table. Just an example that maybe you have to also think about how to represent this to public in at the final stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitinan. Sarmat, please go on.
Right, and I think going back to some of the other, the way the work has been presented in some other cases. The way we did this for Arabic script, the Arabic GP actually organized variants not as a list of tables like the Latin GP is currently doing, but it actually organized it into sets like you see in the screen here. So it was very similar to what you saw in the HTML file. I think it was in a way, I think at that time we actually designed the HTML file based on how Arabic GP had structured its variant sets. So I think currently the as Pitinan said that the way Latin GP structured information, it's very distributed. It's not around variant sets, it's around, you know, whether something's a character level variant or whether it's a variant caused by a particular diacritic or it's a variant caused by cross script. And these things are distributed all over the different sections rather than in a single place. So that's something you guys will need to discuss and decide how you want to organize this information for audience. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarmat. Bill, please.
You know, the way we have it organized now is, I think, useful to see are a particular pair of diacritics going to result in variants, and that helps make sure we don't have, as in the net cases, that's the next item on our agenda, you know, five or six letters where it is and then one where it isn't, and so we want consistency. I don't have a problem with restructuring it in this way, so we get all of each variant set put together. But I would note that that's going to extend how long it takes us to get a final version pulled together, because that's going to be a lot of work rewriting that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Michael, please.
Yes, thank you. I want to say two things. First of all, that my understanding is that the accompanying XML to our proposal is more or less the binding format in regards to LGR and integration panel. So those tables will be in there, generated automatically by those tools, I think, or the tools can generate them anytime ad hoc based on those XML files. Maybe that's more correct. So if we have those tables in the document or not, they will eventually be generatable at any point in time. So whatever consistency the group finds to agree upon within the document structure, those tables in the form presented by other GPs and required for the XML, required for analyzing those things, can be generatable anytime on the basis of the XML. So it would be good to organize things in a similar fashion, but as long as the XML is correct, I don't think it's absolutely necessary. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Okay, we have finished the item about dotless I and I. We provided a piece, a table where all these I's are connected together and their and I think we have finished this topic. Is there any, Michael, do you still have something to say? Or it is an old hand. Okay, thank you. Do we have anything else to discuss about this topic, dotless I and I? Any other opinion? Or we can say this is a closed item. We made some decisions and that this is it. Okay, let's go to the next topic of today's agenda. That's something which Bill brought up, and this is the similar thing which we had to discuss during our previous call last Thursday. When we decided to leave all the things as it is, because adding some more code points in order to be consistent according to some, using on some diacritics and so on, I think it will produce more problems and the more analysis should be done, and I don't know how this could end, but please, go on. Let's discuss this topic. Bill, please go on.
May I go after Bill? Thank you.
Yes, please, Pitina. Thank you. Bill, please, you first.
Yeah. What we did last time was say, with I think it was acute and dot above, we're going to make it consistently variance when it's over a consonant and consistently not variance when it's over a vowel. But within the consonants, we had in fact generated, we had added one case which was different from the other consonant cases. And this, it seems to me, is the same thing. We have all of these cases which are variants and just one that isn't. And I don't think that's going to be a large general problem. It's just, if you will, one oversight that I stumbled across. And so I think we should simply, for consistency, add the E case here as well. But I don't see that it's going to cause us any large amount of problems going forward. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, Bill. Please, Pitinen first, and I have something to ask again. Pitinen, please go on. I hope you asked for
yes.
Yeah, thank you, Pitina.
I'm gonna show some data before, just to be a background of discussion.
Because I was not sure, did we forgot this Y, or we just gave marks that they are not variants? That's something in my head, which
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so on the screen, this is the board for face-to-face meeting. So for Grave at Hook Above, at the beginning, O and E are not variants, and AUYs are variant. And then, so we captured those two sets, EO and AUY, and discussed again. And from face-to-face, it's decided to stay separate. O and E one set as no variant, and A, U, Y are variants. However, this was brought up again on 4th of June, but it was just to discuss the pair of O. So we will miss we missed the E, and for that we the GP made decision to make O become variant, and that would be Mariana changed her vote. So let me also put that up.
Yeah. I remember that I changed once the voting. Okay. Yeah, so, you are right.
So the O become variance, and now the E is the one left out of the set. Thank you.
Sorry for this. So, I don't know how to solve this problem, really. Because we are insisting, Bill, please go on. You have maybe some idea, Bill.
Well, I think that we only have two choices. We can either decide we will add the case with E for consistency, or we can come up with an explanation to put in our report of why E is a different case, something more philosophical, if you will, rather than just, well, we voted on it and, you know, it was a narrow vote, but saying, you know, philosophically, why should E be different than any of these other letters? If we can come up with an explanation like that, then we can leave it as is. But if we can't come up with something like that, I think we can pretty much guarantee that when we go to public comment, somebody's going to ask us, why did you do this? And it would be behoove us to have an explanation ready. Thank you.
Yeah. Mats, please.
Yeah. I feel uncomfortable to have such a broken set. Actually, because when you look at it, I mean, they behave the same way. It's nothing special about E that makes it sticks out. So either all of them should be variant pairs, or none of them, I feel. So here we should have kind of, instead of voting per pair, we should have taken a vote for the entire set. Thank you.
Thank you, Mats. Okay. Could you enlarge a little bit this? I don't know, is it possible? Because Michael can't make a judgment with the size of the screen.
Yeah, so the larger you make it, the less likely you are to see it as being identical. That's always the way it is.
No, that's the largest, Michael, that's the largest we can show now, okay? So, Michael, please.
So, yes, thank you. There are two things I want to say. First of all, I don't think we need to force consistency. We haven't forced consistency earlier, and we are inconsistent in other cases, I believe. And I think data is more like individual cases, and the rationale behind them is always more important than having consistency, because consistency is just an appearance, really. It's about the rationale and the reasoning behind the decision. And secondly, it took us hours and weeks to look at these code points and see how they behave in different fonts and in different screen sizes and screen environments. So I think it would be really, I don't know, like not very productive to now make an ad hoc decision when it took us weeks and months to come to a verdict before, because there was a lot of thinking and consideration going into our original decisions. So I, on this screen size, I don't know why one is a variant and the other one is not. I have to look at it in peace in my own screen and see if I can see the difference and if I can explain that difference with something. So I don't think we should change our decision ad hoc in any case. This is real inconsistency in my eyes. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael. Bill, please go on.
I have to vigorously disagree. I think we need to have consistency on any particular pair of diacritics. I would make an exception where we have a diacritic that appears visibly very different depending on which letter it's over, which we get with some of the diacritics over, the hook above an H looks more like a comma, whereas as opposed to what it looks like over an O, you know, that sort of thing. But when we have the shape of the diacritics being the same as we do in these cases, I think we need to be consistent, because I don't think there's any rational argument for why the average user is going to see the sort of differences that we're trying to finally parse here. So this is basically a strong argument for consistency. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I still don't see how should we force consistency. We cannot make, again, we cannot give again our marks. I have changed one mark because I was told that I didn't vote during face-to-face meeting, but I was in the bed ill. So I've changed one. I thought we have finished this, but at this moment I have no reasonable approach to solve this problem. I don't know. Maybe we should think a little bit about it, and maybe someone will get some idea how to solve this problem. For me, I'm not going to. I think I'm not going to change my voting again. I don't know how the things were going during face-to-face meeting, but that's the result of this meeting. And forcing something in a different way, I don't know. Let it live for now. Or if anyone has a better idea how to go through it, please give your opinion now, or shall we postpone this question for our next meeting because I don't see the proposal how to solve this problem now. Bill, we have only thing we have to, we are showing to the people are those marks we gave to this pair of code points, and why we have done things like this and not in another way, I can't say, because this is completely impression of the person who is looking at this, at these letters, and giving some opinion about it. Dennis, please go on. Dennis, please.
Thank you, Mirjana. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. Yeah, my internet connection is slow today. I think I would suggest, since we are close to finalizing these and in some way we are reopening issues here. And if we cannot find a resolution as a group, I would suggest we go ahead with and prepare to submit what we have here, present what we have analyze and see and put it in front of the IP so that they can react to it, and then we can read their feedback and react to their feedback. I mean, in the consistency point, so yes, I think we should be consistent and see if whether a valid relationship with letters featuring a graph and a hook should be variants of each other, because that's ultimately what the IP will look at, not individual letters, but in principle whether letters featuring these two diacritics should be put in a variant set. And so, but again, if we cannot go with one way or the other as a group, I would say, okay, let's submit what we have and then, you know, wait and react.
Thank you, Dennis. That's one of the way looking at this problem, because let's say this could be the way from this problem, to see the reaction of someone else, because we are sitting 4 years together and we have our relations and we have done the best we can do, and we have a problem, inconsistency in this moment. And I am again repeating what I am repeating almost every second call, that those things, this report will go first to the IP and we shall get their comments and we shall investigate and try to correct everything they found somehow in conflict or inappropriate, that something should be done. And after that, we shall have public comments. So we have a long way in front of us before the end of this task. So let's leave it as it is now. We have in mind, at least Bill won't forget it, that we didn't solve this problem and we shall try to solve it at the end. Maybe some magic will appear and help us. Okay, because let's try to finish this huge amount of work. Oh, okay, we have done almost 90% of everything, but let's try to finalize what we have now and see and try to get some reaction from IP, because this reaction is very important for us. And after that, okay, probably in the meantime, we shall find a way how to solve this problem. I'm not clever enough to give the right solution for this. Yes, I think, because everything we have now are those marks and nothing else. We have not set the principle before we start giving our marks, that those diacritics should be treated as variants. We were looking at specific letters, and what we see, we judged somehow. We are prone to mistakes. That's normal. We are humans. And we are only 7. If we had 40 of us to vote, the result will be probably more convincing, more, and that's.
That's why we have public comment to make up for our small number.
Yes, that's it. We have a lot of numbers, a lot of members in this GP, and 7 of us are working for 4 years. Probably the other people are not looking what we are doing at all. Okay. Pitina, you wrote this, and we shall see how to solve this problem in the future. We have 10 more minutes. So, draft of underlining analysis, Pitina, what we have to discuss about it?
Right.
I forgot.
No problem. Okay, so just wanted to remind that we have the underlining sections already drafted by Matt in this document.
Okay.
So just want to remind the members to take a look, and maybe we can finalize this in the next call or exchange discussion on the emails. So let me paste the link in the chat.
Okay. Yes, please, because we don't have this agenda in mail, and I probably can't find the link somewhere on icon. Copy. Yeah, that's it. Okay, we shall look, please. Mats has finished a part what he has promised. Please look at this document, and we shall discuss it next time. And please mark somewhere the bookmark of this bookmark somewhere this document so that you can see it. And please also you can comment it probably here. So that will be our one of the items for our next meeting agenda. Okay.
We have Matt's hand.
Yeah. I just lost something. Yeah, I lost my
I didn't see the earlier hand as well, sorry.
Bill Michael. First I have Bill, then we have Michael, and then after that we have Mats. Bill, please go on.
One thing on the underlining, one of the cases that we only considered in the context of underlining and which therefore went away when we decided we weren't going to do that was the case of the Latin letter J and the Latin letter I with Ogonek, which in my mind ought to be variants regardless of underlining. And so I think that's something that we ought to look at. Yes, I realize we're almost done, but I think that's a close enough case that we will that we should look at it. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. You will remind us this again next time. When let's first see what Mats has
written on screen, right? The whole.
Yeah. Pitinan, please go on. Maybe.
I just want to say that if you cannot access the document, just send me a line and I will make sure you can. I don't remember if it's...
I have access. No, it is not blocked. I have access the document. Okay. I have it on my screen. So let's hear Michael, what wants Michael to say. Please, Michael, go on.
Thank you. Good. Someone remind me what kind of document that is now exactly that we're supposed to look at. So is it a new draft produced now by Mats because of some specific request and some context? Or is it like an old text we had already drafted months and years ago and now we have to look at it again? Thank you.
Mats, please.
Yeah, well, it's a while ago that I was asked to draft a text for the document. So this is to be added to section 661 in the document. So it's not very old, but it's not last week.
We already have a text about this issue particularly?
No. Michael, you should remember that we first have done underlining and analysis, then we got the information that skip whatever this feature was called that, I don't know, I cannot remember how this feature is called, where underlining is skipping everything with what is under the line. It's not crossed, it is... it has a specific term for it. Then we decided not to use underlining analysis at all, but we have been asked by IP to provide our opinion about underlining. So Mats drafted the part of the document which will be included in our report, explaining probably, I don't know, we shall see what he has written, but we lost amount of time doing underlining analysis, and after that everything was thrown out. So I hope you remember what was going on. At least I remember this in the way I presented now. So let's read what Mats has read, what Mats has written, and we shall discuss it next time, because we are 5 minutes to the top of the hour. Michael, do you want to say something else? Please go on.
Yes, thank you for the explanation. So I just want to point out that I think there should be earlier text in the initial drafts we had. So if we have this new text, we have to make sure that we don't have a different section in our proposal which says something completely different or something.
Yeah, Pitinen is taking care about it. I'm sure Pitinen will take care about it. She will not give us an opportunity to make a mess of the report.
I try my best, but just to give on top of that, so this document was created based on the existing text from what that have draft before, but just pull out as a base and then Matt's working on top of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pitina. So we have 4 minutes till the end of the hour. Is there anything else to any other business in this moment? I mean, is there anything else which someone wants to point out now? Okay, we shall have our next call next Thursday. I hope you are all well. At least we are still going on with our project, and I want all to thank you very much for this, for your contribution to this call. And at least I see the end of our project. At least I see I think I can see the first complete draft of our document soon. I cannot say how long do we need for to finalize it, but in after a few more calls, it will be much clearer. Okay.
Is that the end is in sight, and we are making progress toward it?
Yes, yes. At least we are not going backward. that's good.
Will we finalize before Corona is gone or not?
I hope so. Because in some German documents which are produced during 2012, it could be found somewhere in the German government, on the German government web. They have predicted that that something like this could happen, and that it could last for 3 years. 3 years is too much. We can cope with 1 year, but 3 years is too much, really. You know, Germany.
We will certainly finish before Corona is gone from the United States. The rest of you may be free of it.
Yeah, that's it. So thank you very much for all your contribution for today, and have a nice time. Have a nice rest of the day, and please be safe. Take care.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hear you next Thursday. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.